Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. We have a winter weather advisory that'll go into effect tonight. Otherwise, increasing clouds, isolated rain showers this afternoon, mid-40s. Tonight, mostly cloudy rain and snow, becoming all snow, upper 20s, accumulations of 3 to 5 inches. For tomorrow, scattered snow showers early, then clearing skies in the upper 40s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies, frost at 27. Right now, it's 37.
Kansas Mid-American Network News, good Monday. Wichita city leaders considering overhauling their ethics code and for the first time setting a limit on gifts to city council members. The proposed rules drafted over the past year would ban gifts worth more than $150 a year and establish an anonymous hotline for reporting ethics violations. The Wichita City Council will decide later this spring whether to adopt the new rules. Mayor Brandon Whipple has pushed for the reforms to restore public confidence after several high-profile ethical breaches in city government led to several local officials leaving office in recent years and raised questions about the city's bidding process. Former Kansas City Chiefs tight end and longtime Missouri politician Fred Arbonas has died. Arbonas was a key member of the Chiefs' first two Super Bowl teams in the 60s and 70s. The Jackson County Democratic Party, for which Arbonas was a major player for more than four decades, announced his death at the age of 82. Monday, Kansas News here on the Mid-America Network.
Did you know that Rusniak Ford can certify any pre-owned vehicle, regardless of make or model? So if you're searching for the perfect certified pre-owned vehicle, look no further than Rusniak Ford.
While we have a wide variety of Ford certified vehicles, we are now offering certified pre-owned vehicles of all makes and models. That's right, virtually all makes and models and over 300 pre-owned vehicles to choose from. With Rusniak Ford's Blue Advantage program, you'll receive 90-day, 4,000-mile comprehensive coverage on Chevys, Toyotas, Hondas, and more. And every one of these vehicles is run through a 139-point inspection, offering you total peace of mind. Rusniak Ford is your certified pre-owned powerhouse. Don't forget to ask about our optional 4-day or 200-mile exchange policy.
There's no worry here at your certified pre-owned powerhouse, Rusniak Ford. If you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money. RusniakFord.com.
Excludes Lincoln and select high-end premium brands.
A bill signed into law by Democratic Kansas Governor Laura Kelly will make it a misdemeanor to trespass near oil and gas pipelines. The legislation also makes it a misdemeanor to trespass near rubber manufacturing and wastewater treatment facilities and a felony to trespass with the intent to obstruct railroad tracks. Proponents of the measure say damaging those facilities could harm Kansans. Some House Democrats, including two Native American legislators, say the bill targets Native American protesters like those who opposed the Dakota Access Oil Pipeline. A Kansas school district has decided to ditch its Redmen and Braves mascots after public opinion shifted. The Topeka Capital Journal reports the Atchison School Board approved the change unanimously this past week. It was a reversal from 2018 when the board voted to keep the Redmen mascot for the district's high school and the Braves mascot for the Atchison Middle School. I'm Rick Everett, and that's a look at your Monday Kansas news here on the Mid-America Network.
Danes Automotive is your certified Napa Auto Care Center, providing auto service and repairs for all types of vehicles. Danes has the equipment and the experienced technicians to handle every kind of job, from engine repair and transmission work to oil changes and tire repair, plus roadside assistance and auto detailing in Marysville. A family-owned and operated business providing you the best auto care in the area. For the best service, for the best price, it's Danes Automotive.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, good Monday. An 18-year-old Lexington man has pleaded not guilty to first-degree murder and a felony weapons count in the January shooting death of a 15-year-old. Court records show Ramon Gonzalez Romero entered the plea earlier this month. His trial is set to begin on July 13th. Prosecutors say Gonzalez Romero shot Giovanni Gandara early in the morning hours of January 2nd during an altercation in Northwest Lexington. Friends took Gandara to a Lexington hospital where he was pronounced deceased. Police have said a gun used in the fatal shooting has been recovered. Nebraska's unemployment rate in March dropped to 2.9%, tying the state for the lowest rate in the country. The Nebraska Department of Labor reported Friday that the rate was down from 3.1% in February and marked a 0.2% decline from March of 2020. Nebraska's seasonally adjusted unemployment rate has reached pre-pandemic levels. Mid-America Network News.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. I'm a better neighbor because my service has taught me how important it is to be a team player. My training helps me in my classes when I give attention to detail to the task at hand. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country safe from threats. Learn more about how you too can live and serve part-time by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Kansas Army National Guard, aired by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marshall County Commissioners voted unanimously last week to approve the haul route, cable route, decommissioning cost analysis, and improvement project for the Irish Creek Wind Farm. The improvement agreement includes an initial payment of $779,350 for repair or replacement of five bridges and one culvert throughout the haul route, and annual payments of $85,000 to be distributed among affected townships in a manner by the board deemed reasonable for the county. The board discussed speed limit reductions on certain haul route roads. The non-posted speed limit is 55 miles per hour, which could be reduced. However, there will be continuous water trucks running to control dust, and it likely will not be needed to lower the speed limit. Situation will be monitored and recommendations made accordingly. In addition, magnesium chloride will be used for dust control in front of homes. There will be weekly project meetings conducted throughout the project and will include a county commissioner and the county engineer. County counselor and the board discussed the 30-by-30 land acquisition. He feels it's a federal law versus states' rights, but we need to address this at the local level and will stay apprised of the situation and remain proactive. The Washington County Deputy Appraiser advised commissioners last week that property valuations have gone out and property owners have 30 days to appeal. Personal property valuations will go out May 1st with 2 weeks to protest. The Lynn Booster Club presented a request for assistance with $41,000 remaining due on the Lynn Community Center project for equipment, advising that $197,000 has been raised toward the project. They are constructing a community facility that will include workout equipment in the extension and the new gymnasium at Lynn High School. Discussion continued on revising the neighborhood revitalization program, with Raleigh Ordine suggesting a 10-year timeline, double the current 5-year period. No action was taken, and the county attorney and appraiser will be included in conversations. Nemahal County Commissioners met last week with Granada Township Board members regarding the process for declaring some roads minimum maintenance. No actions were taken. County attorney spoke to commissioners about the process to be followed if Nemahal County would switch to a county unit road system instead of the current county township unit road system. County attorney also presented a draft of a resolution that declares Nemahal County's support of the Second Amendment of the Constitution. That resolution was approved unanimously. Commissioners asked if the current moratorium would allow for construction of the Grain Belt Express project in Nemahal County. They approved appointment of Janelle Niehaus to the Kansas Mental Health and Guidance Center Governing Board to finish Tim Burdick's term, which expires the end of December. An approval was given for purchase of a new skid loader with bucket for the Road and Bridge Department at a cost of $15,500.
Marjorie I. Perry, age 95, formerly of Axtell, passed away Friday. Graveside service Wednesday, 2 p.m. at the Rose Hill Cemetery, Axtell. Visitation Tuesday, 3 until 8, at the Axtell Landreth Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Marjorie Perry. Dr. F.M. Max Beam, age 95, of Washington, passed away Friday. Funeral service Thursday, 2 p.m. at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington. Visitation at noon. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Dr. Max Beam. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, fish, cornbread, cheesy potatoes, Malibu blend, and apple rings. Tomorrow, chicken fried steak, mashed potatoes, zucchini and tomatoes, strawberries, and bananas. KNDY News Time, 7:14.
At United Bank and Trust, we get it. Bank hours don't always fit into your schedule. With the United Bank and Trust mobile banking app, you can bank anytime, anywhere. At home, at work, or anywhere in between, you can perform convenient and secure transactions like mobile check deposit, transfer money between accounts, or see your balance instantly. Find it by searching for United Bank and Trust mobile app in your app store. Mobile banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Twin Valley Developmental Services will host a drive-through potato barn bake sale Friday, April 23rd at the Waterville Firehouse from 11 to 1 and 4 until 7. Baked potatoes with toppings, sloppy joes, and homemade kolaches. Call ahead of orders Thursday, 9 to 4, phone 363-2490. Drive-through potato barn bake sale open to the public Friday at the Waterville Firehouse, 11 to 1 and 4 until 7. They're also hosting an online auction with a KU cornhole game, outdoor patio heater, barbecue bundle, and 50-50 chance. Bid online at charityauction.bid. All proceeds benefit Twin Valley Developmental Services.
It's that time of year again. It's back to school time. Hi, my name is Terry Harries. I'm the kindergarten teacher at Good Shepherd Lutheran School here in Marysville. If you are looking for a Christ-centered school with small class sizes, we invite you to call the school and set up an appointment to come check out our facilities. You can reach us at 562-3181. Please leave a message if no one answers and we'll get back to you as soon as we can. Or you can send us a message on Facebook. We look forward to hearing from you.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, we have a cold front that will move in across the central and east central parts of the Midwest, bringing some cold air behind it. And that's going to bring us some rain and snow showers, becoming all snow as we head into the overnight hours into the early morning hours with some accumulation. Otherwise, the system will move out of here. We'll see dry weather as we head into Wednesday, and we'll start to see some warmer temperatures. So across the area, winter weather advisory goes to effect tonight. Otherwise, increasing clouds, isolated rain showers this afternoon. Temps in the mid-40s. Tonight, rain and snow becoming all snow, upper 20s, accumulations of 3 to 5 inches. For tomorrow, scattered snow showers early. We'll see temps in the upper 40s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy skies, frost in the upper 20s. For Wednesday, we'll have mostly sunny skies. We'll see temperatures 50 and Wednesday night, partly cloudy. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
When the great outdoors gets too up close and personal, call Matt Smith to help at 713-9088. When you have an unwanted furry visitor, like a raccoon, possum, bat, skunk, beaver, or even a scaly, slithery one like a snake where it doesn't belong, don't stress. Call 713-9088 to have it quickly and professionally removed. Don't waste your time and energy. Just call Matt at 713-9088 and the mischief is managed.
Average high temperature, mid-April 69, record high on this date 94, the average low 43, and the record low 25. Sunset this evening 8:08, sunrise in the morning 6:44. Sunshine 37 degrees this morning in Marysville. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Monday, the 19th of April. KNDY News Time 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Is your concrete looking a little rough? Let Inline Construction pour a new patio, sidewalk, or driveway to complement your home or business. We offer stamped and stained concrete for a unique and custom look. Inline can also replace or add a concrete approach for your commercial building or farm shed. Call Inline today at 562-5525 for all your concrete needs.
A home run derby at Wrigley, and the Yankees' free fall continues. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. After going 21 innings without a home run, it didn't take long for the Braves to break that drought in the rubber match of their series with the Cubs.
3-2 pitch, that swung on, hit high into the air, out towards right field. This might have a shot. Back of the wall is Hayward. Kiss this thing goodbye.
The call on WCNN. Atlanta teed off on Cubs starter Kyle Hendricks for 4 first-inning long balls. Guillermo Heredia drove in a team-high 6. including a sixth-inning grand slam in the Braves' 13-4 drubbing of the Cubs. A fielding blunder gifted the A's a four-game sweep.
Bung on a hit to the hole, and it's through and past the third baseman, Candelario, into left. Go to the plate by Grossman, not in time, and the A's have won it.
On KNEW, Jamer Candelario's error allowed Oakland to walk it off on the Tigers, 3-2 for their eighth straight win. It was time to break out the brooms in the Bronx.
The pitch, swing and a little looper into right field. This is going to get down and maybe go to the wall. It will go all the way to the wall. Hicks to go get it. Around third comes Wendell. He's going to be waved home. And on the RBI double by Yoshi Tsutsugo.
On WDAE, Yoshi Tsutsugo's tie-breaking double in the seventh put the icing on the cake for Tampa Bay in their lopsided series with the Yankees, closing out the final game with a 4-2 win. On the ice of the NHL, the long-awaited return was bittersweet for the Vancouver Canucks.
A nice pass left wing for Horvat. He's got speed. Horvat left circle, hard shot, he scores!
On Sportsnet 650, playing their first game since March 24th due to a COVID issue, Bo Horvat scored twice, including the overtime game winner. The Canucks rallied from two goals down to skate past the Toronto Maple Leafs 3-2. This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sports.
Calling all brides-to-be. With all you have to do to plan for your big day, let Fashion Direct take care of the guys in your wedding party. Fashion Direct in Marysville carries a complete line of tuxes from Jim's Formal Wear Company. With over 60 tuxedo styles and 175 full-bag vest options, you can create the look of your dreams. Browse online at jimsformalwear.com and use Build a Tux program, or step in at Fashion Direct and look through a book complete with color swatches. Fashion Direct will ensure your groom looks his best on your big day.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. For the fifth straight month, the Creighton University Rural Main Street Index climbed above growth neutral, according to the monthly survey of bank CEOs in a rural area of a 10-state region dependent on agriculture and or energy. The overall index for April slipped to a still healthy 69 from a record high 71.9 in March. The index ranges between 0 and 100, with a rating of 50 representing growth neutral. About 37.9% of bank CEOs reported that their local economy expanded between March and April. Creighton University's Dr. Ernie Goss says with strong growth in grain prices, the Federal Reserve, record low interest rates, and growing exports underpin the rural Main Street economy, even though, he says, current rural economic activity remains below pre-pandemic levels. Fully 100% of bank CEOs also indicated that export markets were important or very important to their local economy. Now, for the seventh straight month, the Farmland Price Index advanced above growth neutral. The April reading at 78.6, that's the highest level seen since 2012. It's the first time since the 2013 Creighton survey has recorded seven straight months of farmland price above growth neutral. And bankers reported that approximately 9.1% of farmland sales over the last 6 months have gone to non-farm investors. USDA said American sorghum exports during the week that ended April 9th total record-breaking 33.9 billion bushels. That tops the previous record by more than 10 million bushels, a mark that was set back in August of last year. In addition to the record-breaking exports, the new sales commitments hit 33.8 million bushels, most of which did get purchased by China. The size in shipments reported is equivalent to the size of about 10 to 12 Panamax vessels, according to Tim Lusk, who is the CEO of the National Sorghum Producers. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Stockman, is your herd bull getting old? Do you need more hybrid vigor? Lewin Berger has 25 Angus and Sim Angus bulls ready for immediate pickup or delivery. If calving ease and strong growth with good disposition are traits you're looking for, these are right for expansion or replacement. Call Lewin Berger in Waterville today at 268-0647.
Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network. Good morning. I'm Craig Mead. Well, the impact of February's brutal cold snap is starting to show up in breeding bulls. Oklahoma State University's Mark Johnson, a professor of animal science and supervisor of the OSU Purebred Beef Cattle Center, says he's concerned about the fertility of herd bulls subjected to prolonged periods of below zero weather in February.
We had such an extended period of cold and the ground got frozen. Your herd bulls end up having to lay down each night and sleep on that frozen ground. And we're always concerned about seeing some frostbite on the underline of a bull if it's back on his scrotum. But this year, we had such an extended period of time, night after night, going through that cold weather, that we're hearing some stories about bulls not being fertile and as they're getting checked. And just knowing what we lived through in February and what those bulls lived through, it's going to be a really important spring to have breeding soundness exams done on our bulls before the breeding season and before we turn them out.
He says the damage could be permanent, but it's possible the bull could outlive the damage.
You know, I think it could be either. It depends on the situation. There's no doubt going to be some situations where it may be something they can outlive, and it's financial devastation if we think about turning out bulls that don't get cows bred. Every day we've got a cow in production that we're paying to maintain that she doesn't have a calf, cost us money. If we can get those bulls to our vet, get that breeding soundness exam done, where they're not only going to do a semen evaluation, but take a look at all the sex organs, the eyes, the feet and legs, and just making sure that a bull is functionally sound.
He says the decision to keep a bull requires patience, as the vet may determine the bull could improve down the road. Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network.
Good morning from Beatrice 77 Livestock, Dennis Henricks. Hey, it's a Monday, 10 o'clock start at Beatrice 77 Livestock, and we certainly want to remind you about the Bred Cow Cow-Calf Sale coming up on Thursday, April 29th at 11 a.m., so check out the website, Beatrice77.net. Well, the market's closed on the weekend. I guess what we'd say the best is the bullish part kind of slid away a little bit. And you can notice that by the spread in prices of 122 to 124, carcass 196. There was some 194 also. So, again, there was a spread in it this week, and I guess the attention span is caused by the grain prices continually to go up. So if you're a cattle man, you certainly want to be on the positive side of those markets. Here today, we will start at 10 o'clock. At 12 o'clock noon, we'll get into the hay department, and we do have a lot of hay. In the alfalfa squares, there's 44 fourth cut. That's non-GMO alfalfa. Also in the alfalfa side, 79, their fourth and fifth cut. In the brome, 125. In the grass, there's 44 second cut. Round alfalfa, there's 20. Third cut, they weigh 1628. Another round alfalfa group of 16. Round prairie, 38. They weighed a group of 1500 and a group of 1534. Round prairie, there's two groups of 7 for a total of 14 stored inside. They weighed 1371 and 1314. And to round out the round grass, there's 57 round bales of grass. On the inside, here at 12 o'clock, three black heifer bottle calves coming off the cow, one red calf also coming off the cow for a total of four, so that will be at 12 o'clock noon. In the feeder cattle, we're going to start off with eight black and red steer and heifers are going to weigh 750 to 800, steer out of crate. Sheedley at Odell's got 20 black steers are going to be yearlings at 800. Six black steer and heifers weighing 5 to 600. That's Felty cattle out of Marysville. The Bros cattle out of Wilbur. Eight red steer and heifers at 600. Gaston at Syracuse got 10 black heifers. They're going to weigh 750. We certainly get into a nice group of fall calves. 45 black Semangus steer and heifers are going to weigh 450 to 575. Roger Schaefer at Jansen. Triple F Farms out of Beatrice has got 44 black steer and heifers. They're going to weigh 5 to 600. Curtis and John Cisco Burchard, 37 black and red steer and heifers. They're going to weigh 450 to 600. Tom and Andrew Cisco has 30 black and red Angus steer and heifers, 5 to 600. Lenders out of Blue Springs have 12 black steer and heifers. They're going to weigh 5 to 550. Winkler at Crete's got 8 black heifers. They weigh 650. Fossler at Beatrice has got 10 black steer and heifers. They're going to weigh 4 and a quarter. Mahler at Adams has got 15 black steers, 6 to 650. John Weir's Pawnee City, 9 black steer and heifers, 450, 6 and a quarter. Troyer at Seward, 10 black steers, 6 to 700. Schlechtebier at Seward, 8 black steer and heifers, 550 to 765. And the Klaus cattle out of Odell, they're going to be 24 Red Angus bull and heifers coming off the cow. They weigh 500. Vach out of Nebraska City, 13 black baldy bull and heifers. They're going to weigh 475 to 550. That's early listings here today. Certainly look for more cattle today. We've got a nice big cow run that will start at 10 o'clock on the way up, and the cows and the bulls. Have a great day. Write her down, the bred cow sale, Thursday, April 29th at 11 o'clock. Certainly, thanks for the business. Give us a call, Tanya Rickard, any at 223-3571. And certainly keep in mind, go online for all the markets, the consignments, the auctioneer's page, or turn on the video at Beatrice77.net.
7:30 from KNDY, sunshine 37 with highs in the middle 40s ahead of an approaching cold front. And we may be in for some winter weather. An April snowstorm, perhaps looming, as much as 2 to 5 inches of snow along the Kansas-Nebraska border possible going into Tuesday.
It's a holiday today, but only if you live in Maine or Massachusetts. We explore Patriots Day on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, April 19th, the 109th day of the year. Actor Tim Curry was born on this day in 1946, and in 1934, Shirley Temple appeared in her first film, Stand Up and Cheer. If you live in Maine or Massachusetts, you probably have the day off from work or school. It's Patriots Day, which is observed every year on the third Monday in April. It commemorates the battles of Lexington and Concord, which were both fought in 1775 and famously includes the shot heard round the world. The day is marked with reenactments in the two states, and in Wisconsin, schools hold their own observances. It shouldn't be confused with Patriot Day, which honors those who were lost in the September 11th attacks on America. And that is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, good Monday. Salvador Perez hit a two-run homer in the seventh inning yesterday to propel the Kansas City Royals to a 2-0 victory over the Toronto Blue Jays. Brady Singer kept the Blue Jays off the board through six innings, and Kyle Zimmer and Josh Staumont each worked a perfect inning before Greg Holland finished off the two-hitter. Perez's go-ahead shot came one day after his two-out walk-off homer gave the Royals a 3-2 win and a split of their doubleheader. Kansas City also won the opener Thursday night to take a series from Toronto for the first time since September of 2017. Former Kansas City Chiefs tight end and longtime Missouri politician Fred Arbonas has died. Arbonas was a key member of the Chiefs' first two Super Bowl teams in the 60s and 70s. The Jackson County Democratic Party, for which Arbonas was a major player for more than four decades, announced his death at the age of 82. I'm Rick Averett, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
KNDY.
leave my t-shirt in the hall. Like a needle finds a groove, baby, we'll remember what to do to drown out every distraction. It's time we made